Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Indeed, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It is Thursday, we're here. Undaunted, because as Clyde Lewis just said, it's just snow. Coming up later on this hour, we've got Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. I meant to get to this yesterday, but we just got the barrage of people who were at work yesterday we were talking to. So we got a question about the cars and the men that drive them. That's with Jolie. Coming up in the third hour, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here. And we'll have today's top five. The top five ways you can spot that somebody is from the Northwest. That's all coming up. We got more news. We're going to get to that triple grave watch. Coming up later on this hour. We also got some of the KFTK voice auditions we're going to be playing as well. Let's go to John. John, you're in the... Where are you, in New York?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Rick?
What's up in New York? I was there, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and it was warm and it was dry. Is it still that way?
It's freezing right now. There's no snow, thank God, but it's freezing.
All right. Well, that's a little consolation. At least you're suffering in some way.
Well, you know, I'm kind of used to it by now, but I'd still rather be in the 90-degree heat down in Florida or something.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
I'm a big fan of yours. I want you to know, I started listening to you about a year ago or so. I was a Tom Likas fan, mm-hmm. and the station that carried him changed the format, and I went over to KLTK, the website, and I used to sign in during your show, and I started listening to you guys, and you guys do a fabulous job. And I tell everybody about your show here in New York, and they never heard of you, and I was like, let me tell you, this guy is good. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this guy is syndicated all over the country one of these days.
Yes, well, it's an opinion reflected in the views of millions. so we'd like to think, no, I appreciate it. We, long time ago, I used to do, it's pretty much ancient history now, but there was a time where I did a syndicated version of the show that was really terrible and uninteresting to almost everyone. And we were on in Buffalo, I think, and
okay.
we were on in Toronto, you know, some places kind of near you. We've never actually been on in New York.
Right.
So, and then it, you know, it was a whole gigantic ugly behind the music situation. Just cocaine and whores, and it all went to hell. Yeah, so, but you know, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? So, you're spreading the word to your friends.
I'm spreading the word. You know what's funny about New York? This is the number one market in the country, right?
Yep.
We don't have one talk show in the afternoon. Unless you like politics, like Dead On Politics.
Yeah.
There is not one talk show in the afternoon. I mean, Opie and Anthony, I was never a big fan of them anyway, but they got in trouble. You know what they did?
They got booted off. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Likas was on in the afternoon. He didn't get any ratings. See, I don't see why. He didn't get any ratings in New York. All we have is Howard Stern, Don Imus, and Sean Hannity, pretty much. In New York, there's not one talk show like you that people, you know, can enjoy and listen to. It's ridiculous.
Well, clearly, as we begin our inevitable charge into the New York market, you're going to be our point man, John. You're going to be... We'll have you be our hype man there.
Let me tell you, man, I'll turn my car into a billboard, I'll wear your t-shirts, I'll have a sandwich sign around my front and my back, bro. Let me tell you, I'll walk down up and down Fifth Avenue for you.
God, you know, if you were like a blonde with big cans, you'd be the world's most perfect human being, John.
Well, you know what? I have big cans, but I'm not a blonde.
All right, brother, man. Well, you brave the cold. Thank you for listening. You spread the word. You call us anytime.
Be safe out there.
All right, there you go. That's John in the York that is new. Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. Taking over the world, one poor soul at a time. I am Rick Emerson. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's your friend and mine, Tim Riley, in the KFTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The winner of the largest single lottery jackpot in U.S. history has been accused of threatening to kill the manager of a bar. Jack Whitaker, who won $314 million in Powerball, Christmas 2002, has been arraigned on charges of threatening Todd Persons, the manager of Billy Sunday's Bar and Grill in St. Albans, West Virginia. Whitaker, who repeatedly was banned from the bar, is accused of trying to hit Parsons and threatening to have the victim and his family killed. Then the woman... she said she lied now. The woman admitted through tears today that she lied about losing that winning ticket outside a liquor store for a $162 million lottery prize in Cleveland. She said she wanted to win so bad for her family. Alicia Battle, who's 40, is dropping her lawsuit to block payment of the 11-state Mega Millions jackpot to the certified winner, according to a lawyer. I wanted to win. The numbers are overwhelming. I wanted to buy a ticket. I did buy a ticket, but I lost it outside a liquor store. I wanted to win for my family and friends. I'm really not a bad person. I'm really not.
You lost your Powerball ticket outside a liquor store. I mean, how much, unless you also had curlers in your hair and were, you know, I mean, schlepping along all your belongings in a plastic bag, how could you possibly become trashier?
Well, Alicia Battle, who was working at a pharmacy back in 1999, used a customer's credit card number to make purchases. She paid a $450 fine and spent 10 days in jail. Then she was convicted in Cleveland of assaulting and grabbing a drugstore clerk's hair and scratching him. She got a 6-month suspended sentence for that. And she's now a hospital telephone operator. So she's very, very sorry about it.
Well, and what was the... So this is two back-to-back. So there was this woman, and then what was the previous story? Some Powerball winner having a guy killed, or...
He tried to get a guy killed.
Dude, if I had $100 million, there's a whole list of people I'd have killed. I mean, the list of people that I would have... No, I'm not just...
Really?
No, man, Richard Nixon...
What, like from high school?
Richard, Richard Nixon never even thought about keeping an enemies list like the kind we keep here. I mean, as soon as one of us strikes a rich man, there's a whole long list of people we're going to have taken out back and beaten into a pulp with a brick.
Rick used to have a little black book.
It's going
to
happen.
I kid you not. He had a little black book, and he would take notes. I'd be like in a Safeway or something, and somebody would ring up something wrong, and he'd say, can I get your name, please? And he'd write it down in a little book.
That's
You know, so as soon as somebody screws with me at the DMV...
Yeah, you're in the book.
It's true, he would.
You're all gonna be made to pay someday. You'll all know the wrath of Rick.
You know, but I gotta win the Powerball first, so it's... So the plan's on hold a little bit. The streets will flow with the blood of the non-believers, but not, like, right away or anything. It's gonna have to be postponed a bit.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Jim Riley.
Excellent. Oh, hey, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. So in just a minute, we'll play some of the auditions for the I Want to Be the New Voice of KOTK contest. What we did for a couple of days, we had the phone line, we had people call, we had people leave their, you know, name number and do it like, you know, just tell us in, you know, 30, 20 seconds why they wanted to be the voice of K. And we got a whole bunch. I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of them. And so we waited till we picked some of them out. We're going to play here in a short while. But this is something we were talking about the other day, and we didn't have a chance to play it. But we'll go ahead and roll it here for you in a second. Because people always want to know exactly, people would email me, and they would ask, like, well, you know, what are you supposed to do if you're the voice of KOTK? Because the voice of KOTK, you know, you're the big voice. It's like we have, as I've been saying, we have the two people. We have Casey, who's the guy. And Casey, I don't think I have any of his sound cuts here, but... But he's the guy that says, you know, he says he's back and, you know, and all that stuff. And then we have Roberta, the woman.
This FMAT could be sponsored by your business.
That's her. You know, and so, you know, you're basically introing things and you're, you know, you're introing the show and you're saying, and now here's the Tom Likas show, or now here's, you know, here's the Rick Emerson show, or whatever. And here's Casey. Go ahead and roll that. This is Casey, who's the... Who's the male
voice? Now, live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And so people were asking me what they were supposed to do, like how they were supposed to audition and what we wanted them to sound like. And so we thought before we play any of the auditions for you, before we play you any of the sound cuts of people auditioning to be the voice of KOTK, this, we played this once before. This, if you ever wanted an example of really how not to do anything like this, I don't really think you could find a better example. You may listen to, if you listen to Imus in the morning, you'll hear that he does these, what we call rejoins. And a rejoin is when you come back from a commercial break or you go into traffic. Like you hear these with Tom in the afternoon. You hear Likas and he says, hey, it's the Tom Likas show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK and let's take a look at the traffic, you know, or whatever. And Imus does the same thing, allegedly. You know, where he says, Imus in the morning and take a look. Take a look at the time to traffic. And I'm not actually sure if we have any of those, because the one time that we tried to get Imus to record some liners for us, we'll go ahead and play. Go ahead and roll this, Sarah. This is unedited, except when we had to legally. Go ahead and roll this. This is Don Imus. This was taken right off the tape as we got
it
mail.
Hi, it's Imus. Little, but each. Are you ready? Hi, it's Imus, and you should know that I'm back on the radio in Portland. That's right, Imus in the morning, back. In fact, KOTK is back. Well, it's been off so long, I forgot the call letters. It's now just a little higher on the dial, just like we are, baby. Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Hold the phone there, Sapphire. Imus in the morning is back on the air in Portland. In fact, KOTK is back, too, and it's now got 50,000 watts of flame-throwing Imus in the morning. Hot Talk power. Imus in the morning, 5 to 10 on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. How could I be on from 5 to 10 when I only do a show for 4.5 hours? How is that possible? Yeah, there's something funny here.
They probably redo the 5:30 hour or something.
Hey, Portland, did you miss me while I was gone? Well, of course not. Anyway, I'm back. I'm Mr. Morning right here on the all-new Hot Talk 10.
Note that there hasn't been one yet that's usable.
Well, all you folks there in Oregon and Washington, you found out just how lame all the other morning shows are, didn't you, while we was off the air? It's your old friend. I'm Mr. Morning, and I'm back. KOTK is back as well. Just up the dial a little bit, and now we're blowing 50,000 watts of power. I'm Mr. Morning right here on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Hi, it's Imus. Hi, it's Imus. You know, even my idiot brother Fred could have done a better program than some of the that's on here in Portland. Anyway, we're back. KOTK is back as well. 50,000 watts of Hot Talk on 1080, and I'm back as well. So see you in the Munin. Maybe Fred will show up as well.
What did he just say? No one knows.
Hi, Portland. Hi, man. I want to set the record straight. President Clinton did not have anything to do with taking me off the radio out here with some fat ass in Cincinnati. Anyway, I'm back. In fact, KOTK is back now and just up the dial at 1080. So you can get Imus in the Morning every weekday from 5 to 10, whether you like it or not, right here on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Let me just ask the people at the radio stations the following. How in the are people going to know that I'm on 1080 KOTK if I'm announcing it on 1080 KOTK? They already would know that I'm there because they would be tuned to 1080 KOTK, so I wouldn't have to tell them. Shouldn't I be on some other radio station telling them that I'm on 1080 KOTK? Shouldn't I?
I don't think they would allow you to do that in the station.
I understand it, but I mean, it seems redundant and obviously stupid. Doesn't it? It's like these f***ing promos that we have in the station here. Tune us on and check us out. Give us a... Well, we're already listening. What do you mean, turn us on? We're already turned on, ass face.
There hasn't...
Where do you see commercials for Seinfeld? On NBC.
Well, yes, but I mean, that's... Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Except that... you think people might be listening to the station other times of the day.
Oh, yeah, that's why they got you. Because they're having so much fucking all the other day part.
Oh, yeah, they're got a 20 share the rest of the day, and they're doing the morning stuff. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't know. I'm very happy to be back in Portland, but it just seems pointless to tell people that I'm back in Portland on a station that they're going to have to find.
Well, maybe we should tell people you're back in Portland. Like in Seattle.
No, that wouldn't work either. Well, do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, if you say hi, check it out on 1080 KOTK, they're already listening, or they won't be able to hear the announcement. Do you see what I'm saying?
Do me a favor.
What?
Take your medication. Take it now.
Well, fine. I'm just trying to help.
All right, so there you go. So that's what we got in the mail from the Imus Show. And note, if you will, that there's not one thing on there that's usable. There's not actually, I mean, he goes like 5.5 minutes in. There's not one single liner on there that we can actually use. So I think if you listen to Imus, that's actually why you don't hear any of it. I'm in the morning, please do the traffic. Because like every time he said it, it was just a bunch of profane rambling, which is, you know.
And the thing that's most interesting is that I am also a syndicated talent. And people listen to what I'm saying, like, it's flowing through my words, and
you're also Tom Brokaw.
WNBC. I'm WNBC. I was in the morning. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. So that's how you should not do that. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and break here. We'll come back, we'll play some of the auditions that we got for the I Want to Be the Voice of KOTK contest. Coming up later on, we got Jen Lane. We have today's top five in the third hour, top five ways you can tell somebody's from the Northwest. Jolie from the front desk and all that. Stay there. Triple Grave Watch on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK, stay right there. We'll be back.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Clyde Lewis in the traffic.
I just can't get out of Imus Mall doing the traffic. We have an accident on I-5 southbound.
Oh, I'm in.
Anus in the morning. That's what I am. Okay. We have an accident southbound in southwest Nyberg. Farther south, just the left lane is getting by at the Baldock Rest Area south of Wilsonville on I-5 southbound. The road is closed.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
122, Tim Riley with you, brought to you by the Kingston Bar and Grill. Danny DeVito plays a ringleader who helps Edward Bloom, that's Ewan McGregor, find the love of his life in Big Fish. Danny talks about the script and the reasons for doing the film.
It is magical, it's whimsical, it's all the things that Tim brings to a movie. Plus, it has more emotion and more relatable things, especially about fathers and sons, family stuff, than I've ever seen him tackle before. This is like a really unique situation.
All right. Share the impact of the film that it had on you, Danny.
I can't get through the movie without, you know, going to places in my head with my father and my relationship to him. And I have a son, and it opens up all those, you know, emotional floodgates, thinking about, you know, who you are and how you are perceived and by your loved ones.
We'll have showers on the west side, freezing rain on the east side. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I love Danny DeVito. I love the fact that a guy who basically looks like Tweedledum has become a power broker in Hollywood. You know, a guy who's basically just a round little mound of Tinseltown power. I gotta get that put on his business card. I'm a big fan of that guy. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Jeremy says, I heard you're giving out sea monkeys to anybody who comes to the radio station. Where are you located? Okay, stop right now. Stop whatever you're doing, put down your car keys, because if you drive all the way here expecting sea monkeys, you're going to go home a very disappointed man.
We are going to give him sea monkeys if he drives all the way over here.
I've only got one. I've only got one set of sea monkeys.
Let the sea monkeys go.
Okay, I'm just saying we can't... It can be a flood of people coming here expecting us to give them brine shrimp in transparent containers because it's going to end up being a bad day for you. We've only got one. See, here's the thing is, we had this whole huge pile. We had the fabled Rick Emerson pile of crap underneath my desk. And we had the KOTK bags of crap, and then we had several bottles of wine, and we found about 300 cases of beer underneath there. And then there were all these prizes that people had just given us, and it just piled up, and we'd completely forgotten about them. And so we sorted them out one day, and we put a bunch of them at the front desk, so we actually have stuff to give away. And so we have, I don't know, we have a bunch of those Star Trek Klingon Honor Guard games, and then we have this big box of sea monkeys. And it's like a full-on, I mean, it's like the deluxe kind. It's got like a big glow-in-the-dark. But do you remember when you were a kid, and you would go to order the sea monkeys, and you were just thinking that they, because it makes it look like it's a whole family. It's like they've got like a little car, and like a little sea
monkey. And they can wear clothes.
The dad's got a crown, and like he's got like a, you know, the dad's got a trident, you know, that he's holding. You know, they look like American Gothic, except that they've got fins. And then you get them, and then they're just brine shrimp. I mean, it's really depressing. That's one of the harsh introductions to the reality of the capitalist system in the country, is when you send away for a tiny little family of, you know, you expect sea monkeys to be like? You expect sea monkeys to be like those, the twiddle bugs that lived outside Ernie's, you know, apartment building on Sesame Street that we're always talking about, driving in the family car. The family car. That's exactly what you expect sea monkeys to be like. And then they come and they're just head lice that live in water. You know, how sad is that? It's equally sad, by the way, that when I lived in Salt Lake City, that was one of their big claims to fame, was that they were the world's largest producer of sea monkeys. Mm-hmm. How sad is that when you, welcome to Salt Lake, city of sea monkeys! I mean, it's just depressing in almost every sense.
Well, you gotta train these and have them eat children, and then that'd be worth something.
You can't train them to do anything except die. That's all you can do. That's all you can train. What are you gonna train a brine shrimp to do? I want you to...
Don't they just keep populating as well?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is... No, because I got them. See, here's...
And then when they die, they smell like a TriMet bus.
No, when I got the sea monkeys, I just... It's this whole thing that, like... This whole thing that I thought they needed to be warm, and so I... So I took the sea monkey thing and I set it on top of my heater. And it's like you wake up the next morning and it's like you're at a sea galley, you know? It's like you're at the Sizzler seafood line. We're burning! That's exactly, you know, just, you couldn't hear it because they got little tiny sea monkey voices. Moving on. Let's never talk about that again. It's no, but so the short answer, no, we were not giving sea monkeys. The point, I was making this point last hour. I said that we had the Joni DeRoshi, who's directing the Bigger Than Jesus, which is my one-man show. I said that she was here. She came here like 9 hours early. She didn't want to get marooned in Vancouver. And so we were giving mad props to the people that were out there driving around, doing what they do, doing the work they know they can do, playing the game they know they can play, giving 110%. And so I said that if you were out on the road today, I said, and this still holds, by the way, we'll do this to the end of the show. I'm willing to do this for the people. We'll do this until 3 o'clock. I said that if you were willing to come by the studio today, if you were willing to show that you had intestinal fortitude, if you were willing to improvise, to adapt, to overcome, if you were willing to be an American, if you were willing to come by the KOTK studio today, that we would do a 2-for-1. We would sell you 2 Bigger Than Jesus tickets for the price of 1. That we would give you like a full-on 50% the discount. We would give you 2-for-1 if you were willing to come by the studio. So that holds. You got 90 minutes of this. So if you're, you know, you don't have to be a delivery driver, but that's like probably 98.9% of the people that are on the road today anyway. So if you're willing to come by the studio, we'll totally cut you that deal because Rick Emerson cares about each and every one of you. We've got this. Rick, Coin TV has a volunteer thing called the Shovel Squad, people helping out those in need. And now the damn thing even has sponsors. Plus, they're doing a retrospective on the storm. How can you be nostalgic for a concept, you know, like, you know, Monday, and some retard has a sport coat on over his flannel? Has everyone at Coin gone stupid, he wants to know. I already know the answer to that, Rick. Maybe Clyde's right. They're putting drugs in the snow. There you go.
I knew it.
In just a few moments here, we'll play some of the auditions for the I Want to Be the New Voice of KOTK contest. Later on, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here. We've got Jolie from the front desk. And coming up in the third hour, today's top five. Top five ways you can tell somebody is from the Northwest. From our illustrious sister station, 99.5, The Wolf. Let's welcome Mike Chase from Mike and Emmy in the Morning. What's up, Mike?
Hey.
What's up, brother?
I'm stuck on I-5 with Ian the Weapon Master.
And how, is it just a parking lot there?
Yeah, pretty much. About 10 miles down. But did Clyde really say they put drugs in the snow? Did he really believe that?
Well, it's not drugs in the snow so much as it is that let me see if I got this right, Clyde. That those contrails you see in the sky,
yes,
are drugs that they spray over the city.
They're calmatives.
Like paraquat or something? Drug is it?
No, they're calmative tranquilizers, and then they mix in with the snow, and then they come down and they float down, and people get all calm and bored. And
you know what is great about you, Clyde, is you're never burdened by that little niggling thing called proof. I just love that.
Hey, why don't you try? I have proof. Nobody's getting off their ass and doing anything today, Mike. So there's your proof.
What are you talking about? This place is jammed with people going and humming and buzzing, and the commerce is alive. What are you talking about? These people are not asleep. I'm stuck in mayhem right now.
Can we get you guys to do that thing from Beat It where you tape your wrist together with a knife and then just go at it? And then Sarah and I
want to
do
the thing from Eat It, the Weird Al video.
We'll do a little dance routine around. Yeah. Did you have a sea monkey thing you wanted to say?
Yeah. What were you? Did you say they were brine shrimp?
Yeah.
Well, I was having this fantasy, like, if I could just circumvent the whole problem and order brine shrimp, maybe I'd accidentally get sea monkeys or something.
Well, we were pointing out that the guy that invented sea monkeys is the same right guy that invented X-ray specs, and it turns out that we had his obituary a couple weeks ago, and it turns out he's some gigantic neo-Nazi, and that all the profits from sea monkeys went to the Klan.
Oh, my God. What
I've been an unwitting Klan supporter all these years.
I supported the Klan inadvertently by buying... Yeah. The monkeys.
So there you go. You heard it here first. There's Mike Chase from Mike and Amy in the Morning on 99.5. The Wolf.
Oh,
are
no.
Are you going to insist on doing that every time I say
they
the Wolf?
They do it all the time.
That's because they're the Wolf. We're the KOTK.
We're the KOTK thing.
We are. You know, why are they the only ones that get an animal mascot?
We need a mascot.
Well, they just did the KWJJ, which is, you know, our very fine sister tradition down the hall. They just did the same thing, change a lot, but they do what they call re-imaging, which is Rihanna changed their, what they call the slogan, which is what they call the station. And you hear this, you typically hear it with format changes, where it's like a station is, you know, like Rock 105 or something, and then it becomes, and then they can't make any money playing Limp Bizkit, and so they change to, like, Dave Matthews, and they're called The Mountain. You know, or the, you know, whatever. It's always like the noun, you know. It's like the, what is, you know, the
a lot of stars, the, like the star.
The geographical feature, you know, or the soft feminine sounding adjective. You know, soft, 105. Easy, 107. Starry, 75. You know, or, you know, whatever it is. So we gotta get one of those. We should just be like
the beaver,
the ass, or the. We should be Anthrax. Can't we just be Radio Anthrax?
Ooh, that's a great name.
AM 1080. The Thrax. That's what I want to be.
That's so early 90s metal and dorky.
In just a, not like us at all. In just a moment, we'll welcome, we'll do some of the auditions for the 1080 voice. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, the lovely and talented Kristen in accounting. What's up?
Well, I have a bone to pick with you about the audition.
Yes.
You've closed the phone line already.
Yes.
I didn't submit my audition.
Whose fault is that?
Well, you said the other day you were going to have it open for several days, not just two.
I'm just saying. All right. Okay, so you are officially throwing your garter in the ring.
You know, I'm just shocked you even put this out there because, after all, I am already the voice of KOTK.
Ah, listen to that. Listen to somebody staking her claim there on the radio waves.
Well, from the moment I started working there several years ago, I was trying to talk you guys into using me to my full potential, but apparently... You know, my request has fallen on deaf ears.
Well, I think there's probably many people willing to use you to your full potential, but I just, you know.
You know, just ask Todd. He has me come in there and voice some spots.
I don't know, Kristen. Clyde and I voiced some spots, too. We just did a couple of...
Yeah, let's reenact our
spot. You were on the show. I'm just kind of a random person that just, you know.
I'm a random person, too.
All right, so we should officially, so we should throw your name into the hopper, as it were.
Please do consider me.
All right.
Well, why don't we leave it open just one more night, could we?
I don't know. Well, I know that Jolie's going to be gone. Jolie's going to be going out of town next week, so I know we'll probably have you in to do the How Chicks Think thing next week.
Excellent.
So we'll have you, we'll do some stuff with you then.
Yeah, because, you know, me, Roberta, you know, I've got that thing going on.
All right, okay, fair enough. I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. Don't want to bust anybody's mellow or anything.
No,
so.
Not ruffled. All right. Just, you know, I'm here for you.
All
Rick,
right.
I am. I'm for you.
I'm just, okay, I'm sorry, and I feel all bad. Now I feel like I got the big Catholic guilt. All right, so let's go ahead and roll a couple of these. These are some of the highlights. That were pulled out of the audition for the I Want to Be the Voice of KTK contest. We'll play these in no particular order. Go ahead and just play voice number one.
The next message is...
The new voice of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. With a face made for radio, I'd make a great voiceover person. Having Rh-negative blood, being a shape-shifting reptile, would come in handy also like this. Welcome to Transylvania, reporting from the depths of a rabbit river. Well, there you go. Look forward to hearing from you soon.
That is my favorite one.
Yeah, you just go ahead and look forward to that. You look forward to hearing from us. Don't leave the phone for even a second.
He's a shape-shifting reptile.
Yeah, who isn't? All right, go ahead and let's roll the next one here.
The next message is...
If I am chosen to be the new voice of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, your listeners will be enthralled by my dulcet tones, which are strangely reminiscent of the Voice of America Online users here telling them you've got mail. That's a frequent listener to your station, and I understand many of the more subtle second and third level innuendos used to promote the program. Remember, there are 69 hours between Rick Emerson's sign-off on Friday afternoon and his return to the airwaves on Monday.
Okay.
You know what he sounds like? You're calling the Regal Cinemas. Today's feature...
Your call is important to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Your call is important to us, and we have structured this phone menu in such a way that it's impassable and impenetrable and cannot be understood by anybody, resulting in endless hours of you sitting on hold and listening to renditions of Ruby Tuesday performed on the piccolo. Thank you for calling Quest. That's what it sounds like. Let's go ahead and roll the third one there.
The next message is...
Hi, my name is Mark. I think I'd be great because I'm a poor, depressed vice president of a mechanical engineering firm with twin 18-month-old boys at home, and what I really need is another opportunity to avoid going home. So, I think I'd be great.
Okay, well, there you go. That guy wants to use radio the way everybody else does, which is just a way to perpetually avoid responsibility and any semblance of maturity. We have the next one? Yeah.
The next message is...
Why do I want to be the voice of KOTK? Well, let me spell it out for you. It's four simple letters. KOTK. Thank you. And please tip your waiters.
That's the voice that gets all the women. All right. What's next?
The next message is...
DJ Cupcake Larry.
I want to wowie you. I want to zowie you. I rock. I'm going to be the new voice of KOTK Hot Talk. Cupcake Larry.
Oh, and I like the music.
God, I love the background music.
Music from the Hearts of Space there. I love call the wild card line at one east of the Rockies. Call Cupcake Larry. That's Brett. Write that. What cut is that? Four?
Cupcake Larry.
Five.
That's okay. Cupcake Larry's a semifinal.
All right, should we do one more?
Let's do one more here.
The next message is, I'm Deborah, and I'd like to be the voice of KOTK because I can read you a little something for your amusement, and it's not Robert Frost. It is Diamanda Galas from The Malediction. The arms that you cut off that Sunday night are the arms that wait between my TV and my gun while the winks and smiles of singing debutantes and eunuchs whisper, we don't want you, unclean, lying there in vomit, filth, and perspiration, coming back with Elvis or with Jesus from the dead.
Deborah wants to be my new special friend.
Yes, she does.
She has a beautiful voice.
Deborah, we're going to need to arrange a special private audition for you.
I run the production.
Deborah, I really think decision making ends with me. So Deborah is going to need to come in and sit on my lap and read
something like that for
me here.
Okay.
Hey, is the fire alarm going off?
Yeah, fire alarm
really
going
is.
Off. I think maybe somebody set fire to the garbage.
Is the building on fire, Tim?
I don't see any smoke.
Well, let's just stay here until we're overcome by the fumes.
We'll end up dying up here on the floor.
I'll take my cell phone and go downstairs and call him.
Hey, if you just hear hideous shrieking when we come back from the break, you'll know that the fire was indeed spreading throughout the building. We'll find more when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Clyde Lewis says that... I mean, I don't smell anything.
No, but this strobe light's going to give me a photosensitive epileptic seizure.
It's the Dragon Ball Z strobe light.
It's giving me a freaking headache.
Well, I don't hear the... Is there an alarm going off?
Well, it's not shrieking. It just shrieks for a little while, and then after it's done, it means either you're either out of the building or you're dead. What it means.
Yeah. Well, I don't hear anything. No, until I see the orange flames licking at the foot of the door, I'm not going anywhere.
Strobe lights drive me nuts, but let's take a look at traffic anyway. Too late.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Yeah, the fire alarm continues to go off.
I feel like Chewbacca, you know, in The Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, they're covering my ears.
All right, coming up later on the show, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here, and we got today's top five, the top five ways you can tell that somebody is from the Northwest. Without further ado, let's welcome to the show for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. Our good friend Jolie from the front desk, all right.
I really don't want to die for you, Rick, so...
It stopped going off now. Wait. Yes, stop going off. All right.
They put the air conditioning was coming on and everything.
Looks like we're not going to die this day. All right. Okay, so we got this. This is from... we meant to get to this yesterday, but we ran incredibly
fast. Yeah, it's nice of you to find time for me today.
We got this. Don't get snippy with me.
I'm not. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
Is it nature's special time, or... All right.
Wouldn't you like to
Hey,
know?
Is it true that if a bunch of women live together, you all synchronize periods?
Yeah. Oh, that's very true.
Really? That's got to be
fun. Isn't
that
weird?
So weird,
that's
yeah.
got to be one big hell weird. House.
Yeah, try living in a sorority with 70 girls.
Just one big blood hut. All right.
Oh, shut up!
You know that it's true.
Talk about gross,
That
Rick.
Was not needed.
It's not gross. Look, if you got a problem with it, blame the manufacturer, okay? I'm just pointing it out. Okay, this is from Dave. My buddy and I consumed the better part of a half case a few nights ago, and the subject of women and cars came up. He claims if you impress a woman beforehand, it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. He drives a Jetta. The rest of us said that the deal might get screwed up at any moment, especially if she sees you in a girly car. This, in turn, led to a fight about whether he was driving a girly car, which we all insisted it was. So, bottom line, does the Jetta count as a girly car, and does it even matter if you've impressed the chick with something else? Dave. Even I know that the Jetta's a girly car.
Yeah.
Jetta's a
not
full-on...
Not just Jettas. I think Volkswagens in general.
The bugs. I don't... Yeah, the only possible exception to that is if you're driving one of the, you know, like one of the new bugs and you're some... You know, you're like a computer programmer or something. Or you're some... You know, you've got some...
No,
like weird,
no guy can be driving that, Rick.
Well, I'm not saying that I drive one. I'm saying that I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt that there might be some sort of... Like, I'll tell you... Like,
no,
when
there really
in,
isn't.
Like, when I was living in Salt Lake, there was just... I was getting, I lived in Salt Lake in 95, I was getting a new car, and I almost bought a Jetta, because I saw this, because I didn't know any better, I had no idea, I didn't know what was manly and what wasn't, and this girl named Lauren that I knew, actually, she told me, she's like, dude, you cannot buy a Jetta, because, you know, you're just going to look like a big sissy, but I didn't know any better, so I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, so you're saying that no Volkswagen looks manly at all?
No, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, well, the GTIs possibly, but, you know, no.
So every Volkswagen, so a Volkswagen, by definition, is a girly car.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
And, well, okay, and whoever the guy is that said the car doesn't matter, is that Dave?
Well...
Is he the one that wrote the email?
I think it was his friend who said it.
Oh, the friend.
But they were arguing about whether, like, if you'd already, like, let's say you meet some chick at a bar, she already thinks you're funny, or, whatever, you've got money, or you're dressed really well, nice shoes, or whatever, but then you got a bad car, he's like, does it blow the deal?
Oh, well, most definitely.
All right.
Because, you know... I mean, it's like, if the girl, you're good, you know, you've impressed her, that's nice, okay? Well, you go out to the car, she sees your car, that's either, you're going to either get more points, or you're going to get a lot less points. And then if you do something to screw up, and you have a bad car, it's kind of like a point
system.
Well,
that's like a two strikes and you're out.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, you know, the car is an extension of yourself, basically, and sometimes it can be an old, dirty... Or new, dirty, stinky, you know, just nasty car that she doesn't even want to put her fur coat on, you know? I mean,
well, because I think if your car's... Because here's the thing, I think if your car's disgusting, by extension, she then views that everything in your apartment and your bathroom and your bedroom and you...
Oh, totally.
Because if your car's filthy, she probably figures you don't bathe a lot. Right?
Yeah, exactly, and,
Because I think you can probably judge a guy in some ways by the way he takes care of the car.
Well, and
the
girl.
Yeah, and so
I mean,
right.
My car's dirty, my room's dirty. It
yeah, but you
makes
bathe.
Sense.
That's the difference than you
this
and a guy.
True.
If a guy's car is filthy, he probably doesn't scrub all that deeply. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I mean, I have had times where I find it quite disgusting to get in a yucky car, you know?
Yeah, all right.
And I just...
All right, so he cannot be driving a Volkswagen. Anything else?
Right.
Anything
well,
else that
yeah,
you can't
actually, the couple months ago, I was driving down the freeway, looked in my rearview mirror, and there was this really nice looking guy. I know he was married because he had his ring on and everything, but he was a nice, clean cut guy. And then he pulls up around me, and he's in this minivan. And I am sorry, but it just ruined the deal for me there. I mean, he was such a good looking guy, but in that, I mean, there's no excuse for a man to be driving a minivan. I don't care if you know, the wife can drop the kids off, whatever, you can drop the kids off in your SUV. I mean, if you got to pick up your big screen TV, you are going to be hiding in the back with
There's
your big
nothing.
Screen TV. She can drive the car.
Seriously, there is nothing. And I don't mean this as... I'm not trying to bust at anybody in the audience that has a minivan.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a minivan, better luck in the next karmic, you know, rotation, friend. But but if you have a minivan, it's not... You know what it is? It's not even that minivans are a turnoff as such. It's not like they're... It's just that they're just the least sexy vehicles on earth.
Exactly.
It's just that they're asexual. There is nothing more asexual than a minivan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even like you're driving a beater. Like, if you're driving a beater, some piece, at least that's got kind of a weird negative sort of charisma. But a minivan is just... A minivan, you know what it is? It's like driving a big thing of Wonder Bread. It's like driving a big jar of mayonnaise. That's what it's like. It's just a big, huge, heaping help of bland. That's what it is. It's bland.
Bland, yes. But you know what else here? There's another point to having a nice car and getting points.
because, you know, the guys that have really nice cars and good jobs, you know, make a lot of money, they're always pretty much, you know, egomaniacs, jerks, and they're trying to show off and, you know.
All right,
and
well,
that gives you bad points.
Well, hang on. We'll finish this on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. We got your phone calls and more on the way, including today's top five. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Stay there. We'll be back. This is the Rick Emerson Show. Hot Talk 1080. KOTK. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
201, I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by your friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, on the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road. Open Monday through Friday to late Saturday and Sunday till 5 or online at shaneco.com. The railroad tracks between Seattle and Portland reopened this afternoon to Amtrak and freight trains. It was closed due to ice-covered trees crashing onto the tracks. Crews with chainsaws were busy remedying that situation. Snow and ice forced the Oregon Zoo to close its gates to visitors 4 days this week, but the animals inside still need food, warmth, and someone to clean up the mess. Zoo animals require basics such as cleaning indoor stalls and feeding. About half the usual 21-person keeper staff reported to work yesterday. One keeper started on foot at 3 a.m. from northeast Portland. Others combined bus walking and hitchhiking trips. Some animals don't fare well in frigid weather. Elephants' ears are sensitive to frostbite, and tall animals with wiry legs like giraffes are especially prone to slipping. But leopards, tigers, beavers, otters, and elks all thrive in the snow. They're spotted romping in it, though leopards gravitate to heated rocks also. Portland Metro forecast. Showers for the west side, freezing rain for the east side. Tim Riley, KOTK News.